What's going on, everybody? Welcome into another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Happy Monday. It is August 3rd. Louis DiBiase here alongside one of my co-hosts, Lars Lewis. Lars, what's up, buddy? Welcome to the show.
This isn't a particularly enjoyable show today.
No, it's not. It's not exactly the topic I wanted. What I wanted to do today, Lars, and listeners, just so you know, I'm still going to do it this week. Subscribe to the podcast on any platform or on LockedOnEagles.com. I was going to do my 53-man roster predictions with a depth chart involved. That was going to be the fun show today, right? Talking offense, defense, how many of each position are they going to keep? And then you texted me. I'm watching the Houston Rockets against the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm enjoying the restart of the NBA, getting ready for the NFL to restart as well with Eagles training camp underway. And you text me, not Doug, too. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm so tired of my co-host texting me, like, the name of an Eagle and saying, oh, no. The same thing happened with Brandon Brooks. Gino texts me, Brandon Brooks. Oh, man. And I'm like, of course. I'm going to go on. Injury. Sure
this,
enough,
this he tears standard his Achilles. Fare
and it really is. Point. Since they won the Super Bowl, one of my co-hosts, Lars or Gino, texts me a name of an Eagle. And then, sure enough, I go on Twitter. 9 times out of 10, it's negative news. And the news today is pretty big. It's that Eagles head coach Doug Peterson has tested positive for coronavirus. He took 2 tests and both were positive. Lars, before, you know, in segments 2 and 3, we'll get into this from a football standpoint, football implications, how this affects the Eagles organization with training camp starting. I just want to say first, we just hope Doug Peterson's okay. I mean, reports are right now that he's asymptomatic and feeling good, and he can return in 5 days to the team if he tests negative twice, or 10 days if after a positive test he's symptom-free after those 10 days. So it's not like right now, you know, he's not sick, he's feeling good, and it's not like this is going to be a month-long process where the Eagles are without their head coach for the start of the season. And that's number one, is we just hope Doug is okay. I mean, this is a guy that, and Lars, I think you would agree, has brought more joy maybe than anybody to the hearts of Philadelphia sports fans since he became the head coach in 2016. I mean, when you really think about it, he's been the glue of this golden era of Eagles football, more than, you know, you can give Howie Roseman credit, Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, the offensive line, the defensive line, Fletcher Cox, Malcolm Jenkins, Brandon Graham, whatever. You can give all those guys credit for what the Eagles have been able to accomplish the last 3 seasons. One person you can give credit to for all the success of turning this franchise around since 2016. Not just because you can give Foles, you know, credit for the 2017 playoff run, the 2018 playoff run. You can give Howie credit for the roster that he built starting in 2016 and the run that Carson Wentz got this team on in 2017 and in 2019. But one person that deserves all of the credit for all of the last 3 years of winning is Doug Peterson. He's the only constant factor. They have lost every core piece you can think of on this team at some point for at least a week. Except for Doug Peterson was that one consistent factor, like you said, righting the ship, making sure everything is still on track. Even when you're 6-7 in 2018, you can win 3 games and make the playoffs and nearly make it to the NFC title. Last year, you're 5-7 with all of the injuries, with Boston Scott at running back, Joshua Perkins at tight end, Greg Ward, Deontay Burnett, and Robert Davis, a receiver. If you have Doug Peterson and, of course, Carson Wentz, but mostly right now, Doug Peterson is who we're talking about. Anything can happen. He is making this team prepared to take on adversity. And now, though, Lars, like, this team has officially seen everything. Because, like I said, they've lost every single important piece of the puzzle you can imagine the last 3 years, at least once. Doug was the one thing they had never lost. And now, even for a week, they're going to have lost their head coach. The Eagles, I don't know what happened, man. Did they really sell their soul to win a Super Bowl?
I don't want to answer that question because I think we all know the answer to it.
It sounds like we sold our soul for a Super Bowl. I mean, that's what it sounds like,
look,
man.
Look, you kind of have to do that if you're going to beat the Patriots.
I guess it's true, especially the way they did it, right? It was
because Bill Belichick is Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, it's not like they beat him, you know, 17-13. Like, they outdueled a Tom Brady that threw for 500 yards. So if we were going to win against the Patriots, that would be the way to do it.
Well, if it meant selling our soul, that means 2 more playoff appearances and a division championship last season. I got to say, even though selling our soul hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, I agree. And again, a huge reason, I think the main reason.
Maybe
for
about
5 or 6
heart attacks.
Right, exactly. But the reason we were able to get through those heart attacks and we were able to watch postseason football in 2018 and 2019, Doug Peterson gets more credit than anybody. So me, Lars, Gino, everybody right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast and across the Locked On Podcast Network, you know, prayers up to Doug Peterson. Hopefully he recovers, and in 5 to 10 days, he'll be back at the NovaCare Complex. And what's going on at the facility right now? How is this going to impact the coaches and the players Eagles. With training camp officially underway, me and Lars will get into that coming up next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast, which is sponsored today by DoorDash. Lars, you know me very well. I'm a big-time DoorDash guy, right?
You're also an awful cook.
Well, that's fair, and that's why I like DoorDash, and also because I work the overnights at the radio station, and working in radio, not really the most ideal thing when it comes to food. If you do not prepare your own food, there's no one really to cover for you, man. I'm the only one in this damn building. So if I need food for the overnight from 10 o'clock till 5 in the morning, DoorDash is my go-to, and they have everything. I love Chinese food. If I'm feeling like a fatty, I want to go with some fast food, some Burger King.
Every day.
I had the Impossible Whopper the other day at 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's all thanks to DoorDash. And right now,
such a feed.
Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code LOCKEDON. That's $5 okay. off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the promo code LOCKEDON. Don't forget, that's code LOCKEDON for $5 off your first order at DoorDash. All right, Eagles fans, Louis DiBiase and Lars Lewis joining you on this Monday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Kind of an emergency show here. We're recording at midnight because the news broke at around, I would say, 9:30, Lars, that Eagles head coach Doug Peterson tests positive for COVID-19. Part of why I'm not concerned, man, is the staff that Doug has put together. Deuce Staley right now is stepping in as the in-person head coach. You've got guys like Deuce, who is one of the best assistants in the game. His voice carries so much weight in that locker room and has for a really long time. I mean, this is a coach that's gone through what now? He was with Andy Reid, Chip Kelly, and Doug Peterson, so he's survived three coaching hires and two fires. Also, you got former head coaches like Jim Schwartz, Marty Morningwagenhouse, Rich Scangarello has been hired, Jeff Stoutland, of course. Press Taylor was sent home, but one thing that I'm not really panicking over is Doug's absence, because not only, you know, he's going to come back likely in 5 to 10 days, but also, you know, he can be through virtual meetings, still connected with the team, which they've done all offseason. The staff that he's put together this season in particular, I'm very confident in that they can just right the ship for a week.
One of the things that surprised me is the fact that Deuce Staley is currently the acting head coach, considering the fact that, as I mentioned in a tweet, literally about 1 minute after Adam Schefter broke the news regarding Doug Peterson, is that Jim Schwartz is the only coach out of all of the coordinators that has had experience as an NFL head coach. Marty Morningweg is simply, shall we say, an advisor. He's not part of the coordinating staff.
Right.
He's the only other coach that's had NFL experience at the head level.
Yeah.
So this speaks volumes that he has presented Deuce Staley this responsibility.
I agree. I think it speaks volumes for Deuce, and I think other teams are going to see this. And next year, I mean, this is a guy that's kind of struggled to move up significantly through the organization, and I think unjustly so. I think this guy deserves a coordinator position, or, I don't know, Deuce seems like the kind of guy that might skip that step and might become a head coach more because of the way, again, that he can lead a group of men. I mean, just talk to Miles Sanders about what Deuce Staley meant to him last year. I mean, I think he called him a father figure to him last year. Like, off the field, that's how much of an impact he had on the lives of guys like Miles Sanders and Boston Scott. And you saw the improvement. You know, me and you talked about on the show the other day how Deuce was talking about Miles Sanders on Friday and saying how, like, he's ready to be the workhorse. And the numbers don't lie. You see what happened first 8 weeks of the season compared to the last, how Deuce Staley was able to improve Miles Sanders' game as a running back. And so Deuce, yeah, his voice carries a lot of weight in that locker room, and I think they're going to be just fine with Deuce Staley, with Jeff Stoutland, Jim Schwartz, Rich Scangarello, Marty Morningweg, with all the veterans on both offense and defense, right? You got guys that are basically player coaches, Jason Peters, I mean, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, Carson Wentz on defense, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. You know, I think this team is going to be okay for the 5 to 10 days. But it just goes to show, man, that, again, this team, it is prone to adversity striking, but also they are very prone to overcoming that adversity.
Well, yes, you have to have that sort of talent level to lose that many players and still continue to not only have a respectable record, but win the division.
Right.
Any team that didn't have the kind of talent level that Philadelphia has, I mean, let's look at last year. Going into the season, you, Gino, and myself, we all said that the Philadelphia Eagles would likely be the favorites in the NFC.
I thought they were more talented.
Super Bowl. That's how much talent that this team has. and they were able to overcome that. And that's why we're still confident even right now that this team, even without their head coach, we all still feel confident.
I think me and you even did a podcast the last offseason where we talked about the 2019 Eagles might be more talented than the 2017 team that won a Super Bowl. And then, yeah, like you said, I mean, we saw who Carson Wentz was throwing the football to down the stretch the last 4 weeks of the season, and they were still able to overcome that and win the division and nearly win a playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks, even when they lost their franchise quarterback. And again, all of that, you got to give most credit compared to anybody to Doug Peterson. So again, we hope he's okay. He's asymptomatic. And again, he can return in 5 days to the complex if he tests negative twice, and then if not, 10 days after he tests positive if he is symptom-free. So we'll continue to get into that coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles. Louis DiBiase and Lars Lewis joining you on this Monday edition of the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, Eagles fans across the globe, thanks for tuning into this Monday edition of Locked On Eagles. We're reacting to the news that Doug Peterson, the Eagles head coach, has tested positive for the coronavirus. Lars, how concerning should this be, not just for the Eagles, but for NFL teams seeing this news, for fans, for the media, seeing this news being broke in August? How should this concern us heading into the 2020 season, that this is going to continue to be a theme? This is going to keep happening to organizations where prominent people, you know, coaches and players, are in and out of the lineup and in and out of the building because of the coronavirus.
Well, we're seeing an example of that in Major League Baseball regarding the Miami Marlins, regarding now the St. Louis Cardinals, mm-hmm. and whoever other franchises could potentially have outbreaks in Major League Baseball. In the NFL, there has been cases of players and even coaching staff. We saw that Sean Payton earlier this year contracted coronavirus, and now Doug Peterson is the second. The main concern that I have is this. Earlier today, I saw that some LSU players were trying out these new COVID helmets that these players were going to use for this season. And let's say the reactions were not particularly enthusiastic.
They said, I have the quote right here. It says that it's like breathing in a Ziploc bag.
Right.
That's concerning.
If this is the measures that are going to be taken in both the NCAA and the NFL level, we have a major problem on our hands because we have so many players, there's so many coaches. And unlike the bubble cities that are implemented by the National Hockey League and the NBA, for the NFL, it's going to be way more difficult because there's way more players.
There's 32 teams with 53 players.
Way more travel.
Yeah, there's 32 teams with, you know, 20 plus coaches, 53 players, a practice squad, you know, a front office. So it's going to be more difficult. And I was telling Gino that on a show, I think last Monday or the Monday before that. It's concerning, and it's something that you have to continue to monitor throughout the entire season. The problem isn't, to me, starting on time. It's making sure the season finishes, because like you talked about, the MLB has started, but I don't know if they're going to get through this season, which is 60-plus games, right? Teams need to stay on their A game. When they get into the facility, they need to be disciplined. You can't be Lou Williams with the Los Angeles Clippers and go to a strip club in Atlanta and then come back. Eagles players, they know they got to be very disciplined in the building to keep their players safe, their teammates, their coaches. And it is concerning, though, for sure. I will say, though, this is more likely to happen now. You're going to see more positive tests now, Lars, because everybody's reporting to camp. They've been out in public, right? They've been living at home. Whereas I think once they're in the confines of the building, of the team's guidelines that are going to be set at NovaCare Complex, I do think you'll see less of this news continuing to break, hopefully.
As much as I would love to agree with you, it's, again, I would say that it's going to be.
Well, it's happened with the NBA, so
difficult.
I know it's going to be tough and it's going to be harder than the NBA, but basketball has done it. I mean, they've all been inside the bubble in Orlando, and I don't think one guy has tested positive in like a month.
There's also far less players.
Oh, I know. Again, I understand. And there's not going to be a bubble for the NFL. But what I'm saying is I think it is doable if these guys, if this team, and not just the Eagles, but all teams, because all teams are going to affect each other. They're all playing each other. They're going to have to be on their A games if they're going to try to keep the number of coronavirus cases down throughout the season so they can get this thing going. Or else everybody's going to be like the 2019 Eagles, Lars. Maybe last year was a tune-up to get the Eagles ready to utilize the entirety of their roster and coaching staff, where everybody's going to have to use their Deontay Burnetts and Robert Davises and Greg Wards and Joshua Perkins. So I hope it doesn't happen throughout the league all fall and all winter, but I'm sure it's something that we're going to have to talk about right here on Locked On Eagles throughout the season. Louis DiBiase, Lars Lewis joining you on Locked On Eagles on this Monday edition of the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any platform or on LockedOnEagles.com. If you could, we'd really appreciate it if you guys could leave us hopefully a 5-star rating and review. It's how we grow the show and continue to churn out 4 to 6 episodes a week. Follow us on Twitter as well, at DiBiaseLOE and at LarsLewis12. We're always talking birds after the show as well, so hit us up and let's talk some Eagles, baby. For Lars Lewis, I'm Lou DiBiase signing off. As always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go Birds.